Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Not for my sake, but because we come to praise our
yes,
God.
Lord.
We come
hallelujah
to give him glory. Any time yes and anywhere, at any place.
Amen.
We give God glory this morning. How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
I heard blessed over here. That's what I like to hear. We're all blessed and highly favored.
Amen.
And God is who he is. Yes. He has blessed us to be here today.
Thank you, Lord.
Him glory and to praise him. And so I come just to give a word and take my seat in the absence of our other pastor, Pastor Iantha, who is out doing the work of the Lord in another house this morning.
Amen.
And I thank God for what he has given to her. I thank God for what he has given to me.
Amen.
And what we are still doing here in this house. And I give God all the glory.
Amen.
For everything that he has laid upon this house of Zion.
Thank you, Lord.
And so now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him, I gave birth to him in pain. And may we men in the house don't have a clue as to the kind of pain that your women have gone through as you had various children. We get all upset and all excited with a toothache or something like that, but we don't have any way of knowing the kind of pain
amen
that you went through when you had the birth of your children. And Jabez called, and the Amplified Version of the Bible says that he called out to the God of Israel. He cried out to the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Amplified says that indeed bless me, changes it around. And he says, and enlarge my territory. Amplified says the border or the property, that you would be with your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Amplified says so that it doesn't hurt me.
Amen.
I was told by the Lord to talk to you this morning from the subject praying with sincerity.
Amen.
Praying with sincerity. Let us pray. God, we do thank you for the words that you have provided to us. We ask that you continue to bless us all as we sit here and hear what you have said, O Father. We know that it is through prayer that all things are possible to you. And so, God, we bless your name. We give your name glory. We thank you for all things great and small. Bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So this being prayer emphasis month, I want to tell you a story that I recently heard, and it was the person telling the story made it clear in the preamble that when God is listening to our prayers, sometimes he answers and sometimes he doesn't. And so I'll add that when we pray in sincerity and in humbleness and in total belief, then that will make the difference. But sometimes he's going to answer and sometimes he's not.
Amen.
So there was a student in this class that was taking a college test. And Reverend Jay, he was taking the final. And he had just finished up and he started to hand it in to the professor with the other students. But before he could hand that paper in, the professor told all of the students that they must sign their name to confirm that they had not asked for any outside assistance. So the other students were signing and turning in their papers, and was no problem for them. But this student thought to himself, said, sign your name to confirm that you had not asked for outside assistance. And he said, I might be lying if I just don't ask a question. So he was hesitant in turning it in, and he went to the professor. And in full disclosure, he said, I'm confused, professor, because I've been believing that God answers prayers. And that student said, yeah, he was hesitant because he was praying to God before the test. And he was praying to God during the test.
Yeah.
And Lord, he surely prayed after he had finished the test.
All right.
So he was like praying. And so the professor said, well, you still need to sign your sheet. And he said, I don't know that I can sign it because I don't know. I really don't know. So the professor was like, what is it you don't know? He said, well, let me look at your test. And he began to look at the unsigned paper and the test, and the professor looked and said to him, okay, I got it. You can go ahead and sign your confirmation sheet because God clearly did not answer your prayer. So the moral is, God answered some prayers, and some prayers he does not answer. I like some funny things every now and then, so I thought I would bring that one up.
All right. Now,
God told me to have a short test for you. This is not a test for me. It's a test for you. It is a short test. I say it's short, but there's a lot of questions there. You answer these on your own accord, to your own mind, while this God is looking.
Uh-huh.
And the questions are forming the test. It says, have you been praying? I hope so. We hope we can all raise our hands for that. How often do you pray? Is it in the morning? Is it in the evening? Do you pray all day long? How often do you pray? Have you been praying for others? Have you been praying for others, including those you dislike? Or have you had difficulty with, or are otherwise at odds with? Have you been praying for them?
Yeah.
Have you prayed during the silent times of God? You know, because God don't always speak.
Amen.
Have you prayed continuously during that time? And when God ain't saying nothing back, have you continued to pray? Since we should be listening carefully, do you pray only when things are going good or things are calm and steady in your life?
Yeah.
Or do you only pray when you're looking at hard things and trouble has come and dreaded times have come? My test also says, have you prayed continuously with a spiritual concentration? Meaning in the good times you pray. In the bad times you pray. And daily you will pray more than once a day. Sometimes it's call God while you're sitting in your car, while you're waiting for the bus, while you're moving around at work, while you're just at home cleaning up. You're praying. And finally, the questions ask, do you pray with all sincerity? Not being distracted by worldly things, but being in humble submission to God. In supplication to God. Praying without ceasing to God. The one who sees all, hears all, and knows all. And then what has God been saying to you in your prayer time? When you are by yourself and nobody else is there but you and God.
Yes.
Do you get into your secret closet and you call God's name? Do you talk to him? Or do you just not have much to say? What has God been saying to you when you are in your closet? when you are praying in your church among the saints, what does God say to you? Do you pray the gimme, gimme, gimme prayer?
Right, right.
Go ahead.
But you stingily give to God.
Go ahead.
Do you pray the me, me, me prayer?
Okay.
Do you pray for even others that you just don't even know who they are?
Go ahead.
My mother used to pray for the prison bound. I used to wonder as a child, what was the prison bound? And then it came to me, what she was saying is, these are people who are incarcerated. I don't know them, but I'm praying for them.
That's right.
Mama had a habit of letting the grits get old, and let the eggs get cold, and the bacon and the sausage and everything else, even the hot biscuits that she just took out of the oven, cold as ice, because she had to pray to her God. And she had us on our knees so that we knew we were going to pray. And we were going to give God the glory right then and right there. So why do we pray? And you know, some of us pray only for our families. We don't pray for anybody else's. When the prayer list goes out, everybody from our family is on it. But what about other folk? What about them? You know, if we pray in the spirit, we have really like three options. We got praying of specific prayers, because some things only come through fasting and praying. We got to pray continuously, and we got to pray in the spirit. Those things will get us to prayer. As I said, we're still in prayer emphasis month. Let me give you a little bit on this Jabez prayer. You see, out of a great story, here comes all of these different lineages, people who were lined up of who was born when and who begot who and who was in certain families. And then all of a sudden, the family of Judah comes up. And the story of Jabez shows a more honorable man than more than 600 others in the genealogical list of First Chronicles. You see, the God of righteousness keeps company with those who seek nothing but righteousness. The God of righteousness seeks company with those who seek nothing but righteousness. Not talking about their mistakes or anything that they may have done, but if they're seeking righteousness, he seeks to be with us.
Amen.
And so Jabez was actually a place in the Bible where the clans of scribes lived. And you can find that in 1 Chronicles 2 and 55, where Jabez's mother decided that she would use that name. And she used the name because the name means because it causes pain. Back to this pain that you women who have had children know about. But despite the name, Jabez stands out more honorable than many others because he is seeking nothing but God. The essence of his blessing, enlargement of his territory, divine presence, and protection from evil. Some time ago, you all know what I'm talking about, the prayer of Jabez was very popular.
Yeah.
People were praying the prayer of Jabez everywhere. Some liked it because they really thought that it would increase their finances. That was all they were praying for. But it really wasn't about praying for finance. It was about a brief petition of dependence on God. So let me give you a few points about this prayer, and I'll sit down. Point number one, the word said Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, which tells us that Jabez first acknowledged God not as an ATM or a mortgage maker or somebody who's going to hand you a new car when you ask for one. No. We're not talking about the genie in the bottle mentality that you can get your wishes as soon as you rub the lamp. Now, we're talking about Jabez, a person who is celebrating first and foremost our God for who he is.
Amen.
Who is it? He's the great I am. Who is it? He's Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Who is it? Ezekiel said he was a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Who is it? He's the bright and the morning star. I said, who is it? He's our comforter, and he's our light in darkness, our hope for tomorrow, and any sorrow we might have, and he's our salvation. Jabez establishes his clear belief and clear trust in God. So he acknowledged God first and foremost. People of God, we got to acknowledge God first and foremost in any situation, at any time.
Amen.
If we are believers, we got to acknowledge him first and foremost. And point number two says, well, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Indeed is the key word. That God would bless him without question is what he was saying. That God would most certainly bless him in spite of what was going on in his life. That God will bless you in spite of what may be going on in your life. What you feel and what you're thinking about, the issues, the problems, the concerns, even the good things.
Yeah.
That God would certainly bless you.
Amen.
That he would underscore and underline that blessing for you.
Yeah.
And the blessings come from God alone.
Amen.
Keep your heart in the right place and you will receive indeed the blessings. Or if we turn it around, the blessings indeed from our God. Then the scripture says, he said that when you would enlarge my territory or increase or multiply me and my doings, oh God. Commentators have suggested that many people think that Jabez was referring to physical land because it was an agrarian society and people measured much of their worth in the land that they owned. Again, this was a wealth and prosperity kind of a thing that they were thinking. But Jabez really wanted spiritual increase. He wanted spiritual increase so he could impact the kingdom. People of God, we must have spiritual increase on our mind so that we can continue to impact the kingdom. No matter how small, no matter how large, if we can impact just one, we still can impact the kingdom of God. If God has given us what he wants us to have, so that we can give to the poor, so that we can give to the homeless, so that we can give to those who don't know a good family relationship, so that we can do the kinds of things that ministry requires, we have to have a spiritual increase. So we need to pray for increase so that it's not what God can do for us that's always in mind. But it's what we can do for God.
Yeah.
I need to say that one again. It's not always what we want God to do for us.
Amen.
It's not what Keith Brown wants God to do for him. I got my list. I got some things I want God to do for me. I hope you got your list too. But let me tell you, it ain't about us. It's about him and what he will do for us. When we ask him, it ain't about all that we want. It's all that he wants.
Amen.
So when you pray, ask God to multiply you.
Yeah.
Ask him to multiply you. If you ask him to multiply you in sincerity, God will hear your prayer.
Amen.
keep your hand on me. Anybody ever put super glue on their fingers by mistake, maybe?
Yeah.
And you tried everything in the book to get them fingers loose. You hot water, you got cold water, you pulled, you tried to scrape it all with, and the super glue just would not come off. Well, imagine having the hand of God on your shoulder. And no matter where you go, the hand is stuck like super glue. Where you can't do nothing without God on your side. Where God is taking you somewhere. Where he's moving you to the left and to the right. Where God says move back or move forward. His hand is on you like super glue. You know, super glue, it can be quite nasty when you're dealing with it because you really want it to stick forever, but it will get there and you are like, wait a minute, I messed up because I got this glue all over my hand, all over my body, and things are not working the right way. Let me get it loose. But the Bible also says that God talks to us and even in the Psalms, David was saying, if I go down to the depth of hell, you're there.
Yeah.
If I go anywhere, you're there. You're already there because he's got his hand upon us. So keep your hand in God's hand. Let him bless you. And then Jabez says, keep me from harm. So we often pray the prayer, no hurt, harm, or danger come near me. We always use that one. Always.
Amen.
But then Donald Lawrence did in his prayer, he said, that no evil cannot harm me. Sunshine or rain is what he put in the song. That ain't in the Bible. Sickness and pain. God, I humbly come to you. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my territory. Oh Lord, bless me indeed. So he's saying, keep me from harm. Don't let anything happen to me. So when you pray, I just encourage you to pray like Jabez. Not necessarily for you, but for the kingdom. To be enlarged through you. Not necessarily for you, but so that the kingdom can be enlarged through you. We get it twisted sometimes. But we are here and there to enlarge God's kingdom. And to do things that he would want in the spirit. And I believe that when you pray, you can know that God will promise you your provision. God will promise you not just prosperity, because sometimes he will give prosperity. But you're going to get provision. You're going to get his presence. You're going to get his spirit. You're going to get things the way he wants them to be. You're going to hear from God when we pray humbly and in honest and earnestly. So when we pray like Jabez, to fully commit yourself and your life as an empty vessel to be used by God on this earth. And that God will not let you go. He'll hold you with his right hand so that you will go where he wants you to go. And you will receive the blessing according to his will for you. And here's what happens when we pray with sincerity, which was my title. We pray for the right things, when we pray for righteous things, when we pray for humbleness, when we pray for God to give us things that will bless his house, will bless his services, will bless his things that we do in the spirit. When we pray with all faith, When we pray in humble submission and with supplication. Because the Bible says be anxious for nothing, but everything with prayer and with supplication and humbleness. The end of verse 10 of 1 Chronicles 4 says, just like Solomon in 1 Kings 4 said, God granted all that he requested. Plus some. God granted all that he requested. Plus some. And for us here, God also granted Jesus.
Yes.
So that we could be saved and have a Savior to get closer to him.
Amen.
And so when we pray, pray earnestly, pray humbly, pray with supplication. Now I'll give you one last story. Some time ago, I guess it was last year on my birthday, went to Florida, and we got at the hotel. We had rented a car, and I didn't really want to drive an electric car at that point. But it was an electric car. That's all they had left, and so we took it and we drove it. But somehow or another, the electricity in the car, Brother Allen, was not as high as it should have been. And so by the time we got to the hotel, and we knew at the hotel we were going to, they said they had a charger at the hotel. Well, come to find out, they had one, but it was broken. And so our car that didn't have much electricity in it in the first place had to have my brain thinking all night long, okay, what are we going to do to get some charge in this car? Because we got to go where we're going. But this one that's at the hotel is broken. So, of course, I began to pray in and of myself. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, we got to have a car to drive. We down here. So can you help a brother out? Can you show me where to go or what to do? So I began to check all of the charging stations. I checked the one they said was across the street. It wasn't across the street. Then they said, oh, well, go down so many miles to the mall. All the time, we're still looking at how much charge we're using. We didn't have much. And we're looking at how much charge that we don't have, and we're going to need some from somewhere. So we go down the street, like they say. We get to that charging station, and it wasn't open. So, okay, they say, all right, there's a charging station at the mall. I said, surely at the mall we're going to get a charging station.
Yeah.
We're going to charge that car up. We're going to ride all around Miami and have a good time. Got down there to the mall. They had charging stations, but they were all used.
Oh, yeah.
One man came out. We thought he was getting ready to take his thing out of the charging station and move on. He came out, looked at it, sat in the car for another half hour plus. And by that time, I said to my wife, I guess we're going to have to just go on back home. And go back to the hotel and see what we're going to come up with. Well, I prayed half the night. I had a plan that I'm going to get up and I'm going to find another charging station that they say is close. And I'm going and I begin to pray and pray and pray. And I said, Lord, will you enlarge our territory in this time? Will you hear my humble prayer? Because I can't get to the airport or anywhere that we need to go without enough charge.
Yeah.
And so, to make a whole long story a little bit shorter, after praying, I went downstairs and called the valet people, said, bring the car, because I got to go find a charging station. So the lady went down, got the car, drove it around, hopped out. I was like, why is she just hopping out? You know, I just, because you know, those cars act strange sometimes when you hop out without a key or whatever. So I was afraid at that point that it just wasn't going to work. You know, she hopped out. And I said, well, okay. They say this charging station is down the street, not too far from there. There's not one that I've ever tried before. So let me go and see what I can do. And she said to me, oh, I didn't tell you. They didn't tell you. I said, tell me what? Oh, yeah, our charging station got fixed, and they charged that thing overnight.
Yes.
So God does answer prayer. He hears us when we call. And I praise God for the good thing that happened out of that story.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all be blessed.